Good morning, it's Menges Zikali here on the Menges Show, right here on Radio Life and Style 88 FM.
Join the conversation on WhatsApp 071-185-1471. Save the 88 FM WhatsApp number now 071-185-1471.
And a good morning to you. It's a beautiful Wednesday today, and we are live, guys, and we are live. So today we're having a beautiful Wednesday. The sun is out. I think it's another beautiful day to get your feet in the sand. And again, we've finally reached the middle of the week. And if you've been keeping the streak alive since Monday, well done to you. Don't lose momentum now. And you know, sometimes Wednesday does feel like one of those days where you kind of feel a bit tired or a bit distracted, but remember, you know, consistency is your real superpower. And speaking about superpowers, if you could have one superpower, what would that be? Would you be able to fly? Would you read minds? Or would you stop time? What would it be, you know? And we'll be taking in voice notes throughout the morning. And so start thinking about it. You can send your voice notes on 071-185-1471. And I'm just trying to hear what you would love to be as a superpower. And let me say it again.
Join the conversation on WhatsApp. 071-185-1471.
And up next is Shakira and Burna Boy, Die Die. So that was Die Die. Shakira and Burna Boy.
Save the 88 FM WhatsApp number now. 071-185-1471.
And the time is 23 minutes past 9 o'clock, and you're listening to Radio Life and Style, 88 FM. And just a bit of a reminder, what happened last night is the FIFA World Cup semi-final. We finally reached the final point now, hey? So that is something that is super, super exciting. So, like, last night, you know, football fans all around the world were glued to their screens of being able to watch two giants going head-to-head, which is France versus Spain. And the FIFA World Cup semi-final between France versus Spain looked super, super promising. As I was watching that game, you could just see that, you know, someone in that game really wants to show up. Someone really wants to show that they are capable and they are able to be the best. And you know what? Spain really was the better player out of this whole out of the whole game yesterday. You know, they both powerhouses in football, you know, world-class talent. Both teams have, you know, world-class players like Mbappe, and the other one has, you know, your Lamine Yamal. You know, it's just actually super exciting to watch a game where both teams really are hungry. But when I saw Spain, they were really, really hungry, and it shows because the score actually tells the story, because it was a 2-0 game between Spain and France. And it was something that actually was quite beautiful to watch, and just to see two football teams are going at it like that, it was just, you know, just amazing to watch. But let's bring it back a bit back home, where we might be having a bit of some controversy going on within the football field, because while we were enjoying everything that was happening with the South Africa and the Bafana at the FIFA World Cup, now questions have been raised and reports concerning approximately 31 million rand in FIFA World Cup related spending done by our Minister of Fun, Mr. Gayton McKenzie, with calls to ask, hey, Mr. Minister of Fun, Please explain how the 31 million rand was spent. And whenever public money is involved, you know, it's super important that transparency and accountability are important at all costs, you know. And South Africans have every right to ask questions about public funds and how they're spent, and then are now allowing, you know, the relevant processes to establish the facts. But, you know, let's not take away what they did and how the whole thing transpired. But, you know, it's super important to make sure that whenever it's football and business or government, trust is so important in it, and being able to do something and be held accountable is also very, very important. But don't forget that you are
music and love from the heart of Ballito, 88.0 FM.
And I think the minister can just blame it on the night, you know, and just like how Calvin Harris blames it on the night. Can't be sleeping. So the time is 9:30, and you're listening to Radio Life in the Style, 88 FM. And in the beginning of the show, we had said you guys can send in a few voice notes and talk about if you had one superpower, what would that superpower be? So imagine waking up tomorrow with the incredible ability of being able to fly, or being able to, you know, travel, time travel, or anything like that, or read people's minds. I don't know. What would be a superpower that you would love to have? And I'd love to hear from you. And I have one person who's ready already. Let's hear what they have to say.
Hi, Radio Life and Style. My name is Enhle, and my superpower would be invisibility.
So, invisibility is one superpower. I kind of like that one, you know, being able to be everywhere and anywhere and hear what people have to say about you. That's something that that could be pretty cool to have, actually. And let's hear another one now. I have another voice note from someone else. Let's hear.
Good morning, Radio Life and Style. This is Silungile Maphumulo here today. And my superpower would be how to say the right words. Because, if you think about it, you connect more linkages with what you say more than, you know, your system's thinking. And being able to connect with people is truly a superpower for me.
And you heard that, being able to say the right things, because actually that is something that's very important to be able to do. You know, sometimes you'd say the wrong thing at the wrong time, but if you have the superpower of being able to say the right thing at the right time, I think you would be the right person. So thank you so much, Silungile. And I think we have one last one, and let's hear what they have to say.
Hi, Radio Life and Style. My name is Slondiwe Mayise. My superpower would be how to read people's minds, because I feel like people are not honest when they talk to us.
You see, now that one, I kind of agree with it. Eh? Like, you'd be sitting with someone and you actually want to know what they have to say in your mind, in their mind about you. You know, it's I think it's just human nature to be inquisitive, to know exactly what it is in your mind, you know. And honestly, your greatest superpower might already be inside you, you know, and your ability to keep going in life. I think that's another superpower I would also give out, you know. But if I was to share my superpower that I'd love to have, I'd love to have healing power. I just want to touch you. Like, if I touch you, you will be healed. Whatever thing that's happening inside, I just want to heal you like that. I think that's my one superpower. But let's Post Malone take us to the next step with Sunflower from Spider-Man.
88 FM.
And you're listening to Radio Life and Style, 88 FM. And the time is 22 minutes till 10 o'clock. And we're about to have the Dave Charles Show after this. But before we get there, actually, I want us to talk about how, you know, people can actually be people at the end of the day. And I say this because we've just gotten news that an NSFAS student who had a large debt that they had going on for them, was able to get that debt cleared away because of how they are, because they are actually a disabled, a person with a disability, let me put it like that, where it actually had a lot of attention, and they had to now find a way to pay this debt, but of course, because of the means, is unable to. They were unable to do that. So finally, NSFAS was able to, of course, clear away that outstanding debt, and that person was able to, of course, continue with their life. And for many South Africans, this isn't just about money, you know. It's about being able to move forward with their lives and their careers, most importantly. And sometimes justice may take time, but when it arrives, it actually changes your life, which is very, very important. And secondly, something that is also nice, where a young teenager was able to speak to the president of South Africa. that's actually pretty wild on its own, where this young guy was able to speak to the president of South Africa and ask for a video game console. And to the teenager's surprise, he was able to actually get it. The president was able to give him a Nintendo Switch. So that was something that really touched a lot of people's hearts, especially on social media, where they were able to actually receive something that they asked for. And, you know, it's always beautiful to see people's dreams come true, most importantly. And I know everyone has a dream that they want to have come true, so that's something that's so beautiful. And one question I'd love to leave with you is, like, what's the kindest thing someone has ever done for you? And just keep that in the back of your mind while we listen to Teddy Swims, Lose Control. So that was Lose Control by Teddy Swims.
Join the conversation on WhatsApp 071-185-1471. Save the 88FM WhatsApp number now 071-185-1471.
And you're listening to Radio Life and Style 88FM, and it's about 16 minutes till 10 o'clock. And we have one last voice note talking about what superpower they have. So you still have an opportunity to send through your WhatsApps, and we'll play them tomorrow on our tomorrow show. Here's the voice note.
How's it? My name is Wesley. I go by the DJ producer name, Wesley. Hello to everyone at Lifestyle Radio. If I had a superpower, it would be to fly, because I just want to be free like a bird. And it'll make me go to places faster. If I want to go to Paris, I can just fly there. If I want to go to Italy, I can just fly there. Yeah, I think it's a really cool superpower to have.
That's actually a really cool superpower. I think, especially with the traffic that happens here in Belito, I think just if we could just fly around everywhere, that would make life so much more easier. I can't even imagine how, if I just wanted to go to Cape Town right now, I could just like fly away, you know. I think that's also a really cool superpower to have, especially in the aspect of traveling and being able to see the world. That's actually something that I'd really love that superpower for. But you know, as we all know, all good things do come to an end. And as I come to the end of the show, thank you so much for listening to the Mengezi Show right here on Radio Life and Style 88FM. And just keep in mind that your greatest superpower isn't something that you have to search for. It's the ability to keep showing up and keep believing in yourself and making a difference in your own life. So keep the streak alive, keep chasing your dreams, and never underestimate the impact that you can have on someone else's life. My name is Mengezi Zikali, and I'm signing out. See you tomorrow.